Well, Catherine, I would have concerns in relation to that. And I mean, I have to say that the cover in the last 6 months has certainly improved in the show. There's no doubt about that. But with the revelations that's coming out now in relation to the moving of staff, the cutting down of the number of ambulances in Letterkenny from 5 to 4, I have great concerns that an issue will not have the same level of coverage as it has today.
You believe that the figures that they collated from examining patient care report forms are not a true reflection of the situation?
No, Catherine, that's correct. The patient report forms, for instance, if you take about a week ago, last Thursday, there were 13 calls in an issue. The ambulance was called out 13 times. 7 of those were covered by the Inishowen-based ambulance. 6 of those were covered by the Letterkenny-based ambulance. But yet and all, if you looked at the patient report forms, it will show that only 7 calls were made in Inishowen that day, and the other 6 is recorded as a Letterkenny-based call-out. So those statistics are not right. That's the statistics that the ambulance service are working off, and they're completely wrong. And I think this is too important to be working off figures and numbers. We have to have an ambulance available when someone needs it. It doesn't matter whether it's called out one time or 10 times in the day. When an ambulance is needed, it has to be there. And I have great fear at the minute, Catherine, that the service is going to be diluted by this. And I would be calling on all the members of the HSE Forum and the Oireachtas members to make sure that the ambulance service don't get away with doing this, and that the level of cover needs to be increased in areas like Inishowen, Dunloe, Lifford, places like that, and Letterkenny, instead of decreasing the service.
But there is a meeting in the pipeline now to discuss this, but you're not convinced that this will result in the service being improved at all?
No, I'm not, Catherine, because I've been putting a lot of work into this over the last year or more, and I don't think that they're listening to what we're saying, and I'm really, really mean that, because I think that these people seem to have a different way of approaching things, and it's not the way it works in rural areas, and they seem to have this national agenda to centralise, to cut back, and they don't really take on board what is happening, and the statistics that they're using at the minute are not right. And actually, I've even had correspondence from the National Ambulance Service agreeing with me, stating that they know that the way they have been taking the statistics is wrong. I have that information. And so they really have to really look at that before they make any decisions on taking ambulances out of Letterkenny and cutting down the service.